Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, middle of January here, but I'll bet you're already pretty active, aren't you?
Well, I'm beginning to think about it. Let's put it that way. On the drive over here, I saw a lot of frost on everything, and that's a good thing for gardeners. It kills all the pests and insects in your garden, and it nips the weeds in the bud, you might say, so you can get ready to till that soil and get ready to plant your first plantings of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did have some fairly severe weather there a few days ago, and you know, temperatures down well into the teens, and maybe even lower than that in some places. So that was a good thing then.
That's a good thing, and like I say, it does away with a lot of the pests.
And we have variable winters, so this winter you think maybe has been cold enough so far to
yes,
do some
good? Yes, when we have some real cold days, it does a lot of good.
We don't always think that way when we're suffering through that cold, but that is a good thing to know. All right, so now, even in January, we're getting to the point now where we can put some plants in the ground, huh?
Yeah, the only thing you'd have in the ground right now that would be doing any growing at all is garlic, which you planted back in October, and it's not too late to plant garlic either.
Is that
more or less kind of a wild onion variety or multiplying onions. They've been around forever, and those are thriving during the winter months.
Don't some of those just pop up? You said wild,
I bought my start. I started with two varieties, a yellow variety from Kansas that my aunt had in her garden for, she's 105 years, was 105 when she passed away, but
my goodness.
She always had those yellow onions in her, and they multiply. They don't get any bigger around than a pencil, but they're good. And then I went to a Neil Sperry's garden show,
mm-hmm.
and there were some guys there selling all kinds of bulbs, and some of them were these white wild multiplying onions. And I bought a little bundle, and it had, 26 individual plants in it. I planted those individually about a foot apart and let them grow, and they'll multiply, and some of them had 40 or 50 small onions by the end of the season. So I furnished everybody in Hunt County with sets of these multiplying onions, and they're very delicious.
Yeah.
You eat them just like a green onion, so to speak.
They're
not very strong, and they're so mild, I did away with the yellow onions.
How about that? We're talking with Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. And it seems in early spring some of the wild onions just pop up whether you planted them or not, and some people may like that.
Probably could, because they can come up from seeds or the heads that are where the blooms are, and or you can plant them from sets, and there's three different ways you can grow those things.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the plants, though, some of the plants that we need to be getting in the ground here pretty quick, and the first that you mentioned is broccoli.
Right. The first you want to till your soil, either by hand or with a tiller, and work in a little bit of mulch or compost into the ground. And the sets become available about now, or the sets or transplants. I use those interchangeably. They become available about now at your favorite nursery. And you buy these in flats of six or nine or multiples of two, and plant those to in the ground about 12, 14 inches apart in either direction.
And is now the time to do it?
You can start now, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to do much during this cold weather, but they get hardened, so to speak.
And then Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, there's several others.
Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and cabbage, and collards you can all plant right now. I'm not really a big fan of Brussels sprouts, but you know that's
you know you're not alone.
English love Brussels sprouts.
Thank you for having a cup of coffee with us, kid.
Well, I've enjoyed it. Always like a good cup of coffee, and I assume that cream we put in there came from some of those black Angus we saw out there coming in, driving in.
No doubt. Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Your start of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.